According to a recent report by Nature Medicine, even a mild case of COVID-19 can increase the risks of serious cardiovascular diseases. While the immediate effects of COVID are well documented, we have limited understanding of the full consequences of COVID infections. Tamar Pilibosyan asked Bruce Neal, Professor of Medicine at UNSW and Executive Director of the George Institute Australia, about the long-term harm of COVID-19 infection.
So I think we have a pretty good understanding of the acute effects of COVID infection. There's literally hundreds of millions of people around the world who've been infected with COVID, and there's lots of data describing what happens to them in the first few weeks and months after an initial COVID infection. What's much less clear is what are the long-term effects of COVID that might kick in months or potentially even years after the initial COVID infection has got better.
What are the harms of COVID-19 infection on medium to long-term heart diseases?
So there's been a new study published in Nature Medicine just last week, which was a little bit alarming because it's well known that if you get a COVID acutely, you can get a problem called myocarditis. That's an inflammation of the heart muscle. But it's a pretty infrequent, though potentially very serious complication. It only occurs in about, 40 people per million infected. What this new study did was it looked at the risks of strokes, heart attacks, heart failures that occurred weeks or months and up to a year after the initial COVID infection had got better. And what it showed was that between 30 days and a year after recovering from COVID, survivors were about 50% more likely to have a stroke, about 60% more likely to have a heart attack, and about 70% more likely to develop heart failure. And this translates into, in that study, about 5 extra strokes per 1,000 people, 12 extra cases of heart failure, 3 extra heart attacks, which, might not sound like huge numbers, but that was per 1,000 people. If you scaled that up to 600 million, you can see that that's potentially an enormous number of additional heart attacks, strokes, cases of heart failure.
What exactly can we draw from this statistic?
If you survived your COVID then and got better, then between 30 days and a year after you'd had your initial COVID infection, you were about 50% more likely to have a stroke. What means is that, if you had a relatively low risk of having a stroke, then that's increased, that risk was still relatively low, but it was 50% higher, which is actually a pretty big increase from an epidemiological perspective, and would translate on a global basis into many hundreds of thousands more strokes than would have been expected in a given year.
Besides heart diseases, what are other potential future health problems that could impact those who are recovered from COVID-19?
So this new study focused on cardiovascular disease, which sort of describes conditions that mostly affect the brain or the heart. It was, as we said, pretty clear that there was an increased risk of heart attack. There was also an increased risk of stroke. There was also an increased risk of heart failure. This is when the heart can't pump as well as it normally does, and you get a buildup of fluid and shortness of breath as a consequence of that. There was also an increased risk of blood clots on the lungs, and this is another complication that is associated with inflammation, associated with having an infection.
How could we prevent those health implications related to COVID-19 from happening?
So these complications reported in this most recent study appear to be associated with inflammation. So when the body gets an infection, it mounts an inflammatory response to try and deal with the infection. Now, as we know in COVID, sometimes that response can be excessive, and that can cause serious illness in its own right, and in fact is one of the key challenges that the body has in terms of dealing with COVID infection. But that's again talking about the acute problem. What we're talking about here is the longer term problem, and we know from other infections that if you get that infection, you get an acute inflammatory response, which then dies down but can persist for weeks, months, even years after the initial infection. And in some of those other cases, we know that that increase in inflammation is associated with an increased risk of chronic diseases like strokes, heart attacks. So it's not altogether surprising that, you know, we see this with COVID. But this study is really one of the first to put numbers on the extent to which that risk is elevated. And that's why it's attracted so much attention.
Bruce Neal, Professor of Medicine at UNSW Sydney and Executive Director of the George Institute, speaking there with Tamar Pilibosian.